Think back to your college days. They were pretty financially lean times, weren't they? Well, imagine how things are today with higher tuitions and cost of living. Never mind nutritious food. Any food for many college students is a financial challenge. My first guest today saw this problem and decided to come up with a solution. And to explain what that solution has grown into is the president of the Ramapo University Student Government Association, Stefan Lally. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Learn more about Ramapo. It's ramapo.edu, and the Student Government Association is /SGA, and we do have a link over at our website. So talk about what you've done, because we've talked about often here on the shows for various counties and towns. The concept of a food pantry is certainly something that's well known for those who contribute, more importantly for those who are in need of food. But like I said, it costs a lot to get into college and stay in college these days, and a lot of students are finding that food is more of an option than a priority. So what have you done?
Right. So, you know, in my time in student leadership at Ramapo College, one thing I was really sad to learn is the issue of food insecurity at colleges. If you were to give a student a choice between a book and food, oftentimes they would choose the textbook, which is surprising. And so what we've done over the last 2 years is develop a program called the We Care Program. And in that, we house our food pantry, which we kind of fully opened this semester on campus. And we also have a student relief fund where we take in donations and we help students in need, whether it be car payments, any situations that may arrive that are non-tuition related. And we try to assist them so they can stay at Ramapo and continue their education.
This isn't a concern just strictly at Ramapo University either, because last count, I think there is more than 20 college campus-based food pantries now operating in New Jersey alone.
Right. It's more than a statewide issue. It's almost a national issue. And it all leads back to the lack of an affordable higher education in the country. The tuition prices are increasing every year. And it's hard for students to balance out, you know, paying for tuition, you know, paying their car notes, paying for housing, all those things, and worrying about where their next meal is coming from. So I'm glad at Ramapo College we were able to do something to alleviate some of the pressures for the students.
Came across a study that was done by the Wisconsin Hope Lab, and the question was, among four-year college students, what is the food security that you feel you have? 48% of college students in four-year institutions, 48% said that they were at either marginal or lower than marginal food security. That's a challenging number to address a situation with.
Right, right. And oftentimes, the most vulnerable population on the campus is your commuter population, because you'll find that students are living in housing or dormitories, that they have meal plans. But it's the commuting students who oftentimes don't have meal plans. Those are our most vulnerable students. So that's, I think, you know, you'd get a big chunk of that 48% number coming from them.
Some of the numbers, too, they also had a why do you feel you have insecurity question. 44%, I worried whether my food would run out before I got money to buy more. Let's see, 29%, did you ever eat less than you felt you should because there wasn't enough money for food? 14%, did you lose weight because there wasn't enough money for food? 9%, did you ever not eat for a whole day because there was not enough money for food? This is just an example of just how sizable this problem is just on the college campus population. What have you found as far as the response among the college campus response community, that's they're doing okay and they learned about this problem? Has there been a reaction that they've been coming forward to help out?
Yes. You know, at first, the initial reaction, I'll admit to you, is shock. A lot of people, you know, when you think they send their kids to colleges and around the college environment, they think the students are all right, but once you learn about the topic that students are hungry, the response is just overwhelming from the staff, faculty, other students, our peers, and alumni. You know, the donations we've been receiving in the pantry, we have more than just food there. We have notebooks, pens, feminine hygiene products. You know, we've started collecting some gift cards. So we wanted to make this pantry just more than just food, just so we can help out the needs of the students.
So it's Stefan Lally, who is the president of the Ramapo University Student Government Association, ramapo.edu, and to learn more about Student Government Association /SGA, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is there a way for someone listening or someone who can go to ramapo.edu to help out, or is this something they have to come to the campus and do face-to-face to help you guys out?
If they go to the SGA website that you gave, they could find my contact info and ask any questions in regards to whether it be food donations, monetary donations. I can direct them to the right resources to make donations. Or if they just have general questions, my email is open to that as well, because I think the more information that's out there, knowledge is power.
You mentioned the economic challenges, the cost of living, in addition to tuition and everything else. There's a bill going through the state assembly right now, A4702. It's called the Hunger Free Campus Act. And it sounds like this is something that would address a lot of the issues that your peers are dealing with right now.
Yes, yes. I actually went down to testify for the bill in support of it not too long ago. Speaker Coughlin, who created this bill package, and Assemblyman Wimberly, who's the primary sponsor of the bill, really thought this one out. It's a number of ideas in this bill. I think once it passes the Senate and it's signed by the governor, that can really, you know, help colleges develop a toolbox and systematically addressing these issues on their campuses. This bill excites me, and I can't wait till it's signed by Governor Murphy.
Some of the elements, too, in order to be designated as a hunger-free campus, the institution has to at least put together a hunger task force, designate a staff member to help students enroll with the SNAP program, provide options for students to utilize SNAP at campus stores and other locations. So it sounds like, because student life has its own weight to it, especially if you're going for a medical degree, for example, or something high tech, you don't have a lot of time for your whole life, it might sound strange to hear, but you're so enveloped with the student life, your own well-being sometimes goes at risk.
Right.
To have these elements that this bill would create and mandate, actually, it would take a lot of that load off of the individual, because it becomes a team effort, and that's really sometimes the only way to resolve a problem.
Exactly. And I think the SNAP piece is vital, because there's definitely students walking around campuses in New Jersey that might be eligible for SNAP and may not know it. So that could be a key piece for them and can help them even for their off-campus lives being able to have SNAP. So that piece of the bill, I think, is extraordinary. And I think it could be a game changer for students going to college.
This is really proof of how it takes effort to resolve a problem, not just clicking a like icon on a Facebook page, which some people way too often think, okay, I did my part, and I go off with my day. So to learn more about what is happening with the college campus food pantries, talk to your kids. That'd be the first start, because it's right. Literally, it's a problem that's in our own backyards at a variety of levels, not just residential, but also in the education system as well. It's great to see Ramapo University, through the Student Government Association, stepping forward to remedy the situation by every means necessary. You can learn more at ramapo.edu/SGA. Look up Stefan's email and contact information if you want to help out there. College near you, if you're listening on the stream throughout the state. Do likewise if it's a college that you're going to that doesn't have this idea put into play. Well, it's certainly something that's Stefan's proof that can be done, and it does help make a difference. Again, it's ramapo.edu/SGA. Stefan Lally, congratulations on the help that and the hope that you're giving so many people, so many of your peers, the lessons that you're helping us understand. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you again for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.